25 to 10, Rebecca McLaren with you. Do you remember life before Facebook? Sure, there was MySpace and Messenger and places to meet and chat online before it, but it really was what you would call a game changer. So, like most, the end of Facebook has long been predicted. Users come and go. I think it's a bit of the modern day version of running away from home, is to run away from Facebook. But has something arrived that could be the next big social network? Stilgherrian is a freelance technology writer and broadcaster, regular on ABC Gold Coast Mornings. Stilgherrian, what is Elo?
Good morning, Rebecca. Well, I can tell you something it certainly is, and that's a big bundle of hype over the past few days. I am astounded. On Friday, I actually kind of wrapped up the day seeing that there was starting to be some talk about a new, in quotes, new because it's actually been around for a few months, social network called Elo. I thought, oh, okay, that's getting a bit of a bit of press. I had a kind of quick look and said, and thought, well, gee, it's really just the bare bones of something here. It's nowhere near finished and ready. They haven't really got any privacy controls sorted out. There are people saying that it's full of bugs and not actually working. So then I turn off my brain for the weekend, come back on Monday morning, and suddenly, oh, it's going to kill Facebook. There are 31,000 people signing up every hour. I'm not sure, Rebecca. I'm looking at this thing and going, really? This is ready to take on Facebook? I'm thinking there's a lot of work to go yet.
Is it hype or is it actually popularity? Are people seeking out the next thing?
Look, it's come at a time when people certainly are concerned about what social networks like Facebook do with their private information. And that timing is working very much in Elo's advantage because, you know, we've become aware in the last 12, 15 months, I suppose it is now, via Edward Snowden's revelations that, all right, the security agencies and the intelligence agencies are doing their thing, but they can do their thing much more easily because the private sector organisations are collecting vast amounts of personal information. We're starting to think, ooh, if the spooks can find out this much about us, what are the advertisers and commercial organisations doing with all of this information that we hand over? And Elo comes with a manifesto. They don't have a mission statement, they have a manifesto. That's chalk up another one for suspicion in my book. But they say that they will never sell your personal information for advertising purposes, that they will protect the private information you give them and so on. Now, that's a fantastic aim and the timing is good, but we have seen social networks set up with this aim before. There's one called app.net, which launched, I think it's, 3 years ago now, and that had a radical idea that, again, you don't pay for it by handing over your personal information. You pay with actual money, you know, over $20 a year or whatever it is, and then they're serving you. But that was a far more robust and, you know, well-structured service. Whereas Elo is, I mean, they're saying it's in beta test mode, which means it might have a few bugs, but it's just not there yet. It's just so much missing.
It is invite only. Is that exclusivity adding to the hype?
Oh, obviously, yes. You know, that happens all the time. I mean, it's fairly easy to get an invitation, but that sense of hurry up if you want to be part of this growing network, you know, you better get yourself an invitation. And the whole Silicon Valley startup scene is, you know, if you think the whole buzz around a trendy new bar or cafe or restaurant or something gets a bit silly, the whole thing about being part of a new startup in Silicon Valley is even worse. The silly thing is, a network isn't useful until it has enough of your friends on it to become a social network. I mean, for something to be a Facebook killer, you have to persuade enough people to start doing their business, their day-to-day business of organising, you know, going to the pub or their family barbecue or whatever it is, you have to convince enough people to move from where they are now to do all of their day-to-day business on the new social network. And that means you have to get, roughly speaking, you'd have to get more than half, wouldn't you? You'd have to have most of your friends moving across before you'd bother yourself, unless you're kind of the keen new mover person. And what, you know, why would they do that? Why would you go to the effort of moving from where you are now?
20 to 10 on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. Still Gerrion, freelance technology writer, helping us to understand the mysterious new social network Elo. How is it different, Still Gerrion? What does Elo offer other than its anti-advertising manifesto? What does it look like?
It looks pretty bare bones, and they are actually, that's deliberate. They say it has a minimalist aesthetic. When you look at each page, it's very little on it. It's blank background. Of course, there's no advertising surrounding your information. Everything is just in plain type, with a simple icon for yourself. Look, that minimal aesthetic appeals to some. I think it might look a bit sparse to many others. And you can leave messages. You can post things. You can put photographs on. You can't post videos at the moment, though that's coming. So when you think about it, it's you can leave public messages, or you can send people private messages, or you can put pictures on there at the moment. Now, there will be a lot of features coming, they say. So what Elo are saying is, this is what we have at the moment, and you can make posts and you can comment on them and so on. And as they grow, they will have some features remaining as part of the free service, and then other features will come which you might have to pay for. Now, they haven't really sort of sketched out in much more than very basic detail what will come. You know, they've got a list of coming soon items, such as the ability to block users, which they don't have yet, private accounts, which means they're not public. At the moment, everything you do is public, unless it's specifically a private message to another individual. And, you know, the ability to connect messages to other social networks and so on. But there are no timelines attached to that. I get the feeling, to be honest, that they've just in the last couple of weeks been caught out by this growth rate, because we mentioned being invitation only just for. Part of that is to create the exclusivity and the mystique, but it's also used by any number of startups to manage their growth. When you think about it, that if at the moment they've got 30,000 new users an hour, and a lot of interest, that means they have to grow out their computer infrastructure to cope with that load. And making things invitation only is a great way for managing that, because you only add, you know, a few thousand or a few tens of thousands of users at a time as you add more computers to your system.
Google Plus had the same exclusivity and a bit of hype when it began, and we saw where that ended up. Still, Gerrion, it is Facebook's...
Well, people still do use Google Plus.
No, really?
It hasn't replaced... Yeah, obviously it didn't replace Facebook in anything, but it does kind of have a use. And in some communities, software engineering, photography and so on, it got some widespread use and still does have that. But you're right, it certainly didn't kill Facebook, as the phrase goes.
It is Facebook's policy on real names that's pushed a bit of Elo's popularity. Yes. Is it just in the right place at the right time for that, do you think?
Absolutely. That's another one. You know, Facebook has been trying to increase the compliance with their real names policy. And there was a particularly high-profile incident where, I forget off the top of my head whether it was Chicago or New York now, but someone who obviously had a thing about drag performers having Facebook profiles under their drag name rather than their legal name, you know, their performing name, and they were clearly getting a lot of complaints specifically about these drag performers. And look, if people are performing under a certain name, that's the name under which people know them. And you can argue about whether that's the name that should be on their Facebook profile or not. But certainly within the lesbian, gay and queer communities, the sense that, hey, you can put people at risk by revealing their identity if they prefer not to have their real name exposed online. You can be putting them at risk. Facebook responded to that in a fairly blunt kind of way by saying, no, our policy is real names. And so there was a surge of drag performers moving over to LO because you can sign up with LO and under any name you like. There is no checking.
I've read a lot. I've read that a lot of the young folk of Gen Z aren't on Facebook. They think it's a bit naff. Will they be on LO, or are they interacting IRL in real life?
IRL, possibly. How would we know? they can't see that on the internet. They don't exist. Look, Instagram is very popular, and also some amongst younger users, and some of the other emerging photo-based chat services, or even just using WhatsApp, which is a general, almost a phone and messaging replacement. And I think it's interesting that WhatsApp is actually one to really watch, because more text messages are now sent through WhatsApp than through the global SMS system.
Oh,
and yes, there's certainly some. It's sort of one that snuck up on people. If people do use WhatsApp, and most people probably just think of it in terms of being able to send SMS-like messages or voice calls internationally cheaper than using the phone system as such. But it's actually been quietly growing in the background, and the fact that you can do messaging far cheaper than the global phone system can has actually got the phone companies worried.
Thank you so much for your time, Stilgarian.
My pleasure, Rebecca, anytime.
Freelance technology writer and broadcaster, regular on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast Mornings program, Stilgarian. We will see where LO goes. Perhaps we'll be talking to Stilgarian again in a year or so about another social network. In the meantime, you can find us, 91.7 ABC Gold Coast, on Facebook and on Twitter.